Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix
104.1. 617-931-1234. What'd you get into over the weekend? You can call or text us in the studio at 617-931-1234. It sounds like you had a pretty low-key weekend.
I did. I had to just do a couple. Like on Saturday, I am going to be working with Chipotle, so I got to go to the Chipotle at Cleveland Circle and learn how to make the guacamole.
No, you did not.
And it was so cool. The staff was amazing. I got to, you know, they make everything from scratch. So right. I got to scoop out the avocados. They told me I was an expert.
Well, you are an expert at everything. That goes
and,
without saying.
That was pretty cool and a lot of fun. And then yesterday, I met up with my girlfriend, and we had a nice lunch at Smith & Malensky's.
Oh.
Which is one of my favorites.
Wow, two great meals.
That tastes great together.
You might as well shut it down.
Yeah, I got to like bring home guacamole that I made, and people ate guacamole that I made. So,
there you go.
You're welcome.
You charge them extra for guac?
No.
Linda's from Weymouth, Kennedy.
Yeah.
You're gonna love this one.
All right.
Tell everybody what you did, Linda. I guess this was Friday.
This was Friday, so I was bummed that I didn't win the beach house, but it's okay. I'm glad Megan did because it was her birthday. But my husband said, let's go to Dedham. And I was like, no, I really don't want to. So we went out. It is unbelievable there. So we were there, and there's hundreds of people. Everybody's dressed in pink. I'm in my Bon Jovi shirt. It's okay.
So you went to the Karen Reed trial is what you're saying.
I went to the Karen Reed trial, yeah, and the supporters there are amazing, and it's so electrifying whenever she comes out or goes into the courthouse because everybody joins together and they all start screaming, free Karen Reed. People are stopping traffic in the road to get people to beep their horns. And so I took the opportunity to kind of go around and meet new people. And it's fascinating, like, there's school teachers, there's retired lawyers, there's people taking time off of work to be there.
It is fascinating that there's essentially a tailgate party happening at a murder trial. That is fascinating to me, yes. What did you say?
Yeah. People were selling snacks out of the back of their trucks.
All right. Well, thank you for that. It's good of you to call in. Thank you for sharing. Tracy is from Ayer.
Ayer.
Good morning, Tracy.
Hello?
Who is this? I guess it's not Tracy. Is this Rachel?
Yeah, it's Rachel.
Hey. Oh, sorry about that. Good. What did you do this weekend?
That's okay. So we had a great weekend, a drunken stupor of a weekend, I would say. We started Friday night with a large group of friends going to Club Madison on Hampton Beach to celebrate the end of Pride Month. And we all dressed up in rainbow gear and had a great time, spent the night at a hotel up there, woke up, went to lunch at Bernie's on the beach, which is like the
I
best
love Bernie's.
Bar in the entire world.
Yes, of course.
So great. And we intended to just have lunch and leave, but all of a sudden, the next thing I know, my boyfriend has another beer in his hand, and we wound up staying until 6 o'clock at night.
Famous last words.
Hampton will get you.
That's called a Sunday fun day. Thank you. We appreciate that. Let me get... Now I think I have Tracy from Ayer.
Okay.
Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. You're a little tired this morning. What'd you do?
Very, very sleepy this morning. I went to see Justin Timberlake last night.
How was it?
It was awesome. And I know, Kennedy, I know you're Team Britney, and that's okay.
No.
He puts on an amazing, amazing show. And the crowd was nuts. So it was just awesome. one of my bucket list concerts.
Was this first time you've ever seen him?
Yes. Yep.
He's got a lot of hits. So he did mention the DUI, though, didn't he? Was that last night that he did that?
I don't think it was last night. It may have been Saturday night.
Oh, I got you.
I just ignored it because it was just so awesome to be there. And
were there any fat heads of his mugshot?
Yeah, I saw people were taking fat heads of his mugshot. I saw some. There was that. All right.
Well, I'm glad you had
pretty
fun.
Crazy people in the crowd.
Yeah, I think that's pretty
normal.
He's
got a lot of hits to play.
He does have a lot of hits. Kennedy, I put up a screen door over the weekend on
that's
the cave.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
That's almost as good as Justin Timberlake.
Almost as good.
Almost as good as, you know, Janet Jackson on Friday, but it's fine.
I put up a screen door on the same door a year ago, and I really had no idea what I was doing, and I just completely butchered it. I tried to use a jigsaw to cut it to fit properly. But I have since learned that I am a master carpenter. I can now shave wood. I have the proper tools.
It's amazing the proper tools can get you.
So I have one of those handheld wood shavers, you know.
A plane?
Sure, if that's what you want to call it. I mean, that's not what the experts in the business like me call it.
Sure,
but
you're right.
A planer. Look at you with your terminology. You're so funny. Just leave the work to us over here.
No worries.
Master carpenters.
Sure, I will take my womanhood over here. So,
hold up. we had a date. On Friday, Lana and I, we went out to lunch, and then we went to the beach.
Oh, I saw pictures. You guys look like you're having a blast.
In the afternoon. And then we went and saw Inside Out 2. And just, it's like 2 hours of almost crying.
It's a fantastic film.
It is. Really good. But it's
pretty tense.
And sitting next to two 13-year-olds that we took with us is Barrett and his friend. And so when we leave the movie, I'm just expecting some sort of like, aha, life-altering moment that Barrett had. He's like, yeah, it was good.
Can we do something fun now?
Anything else? He's like, no, that's it. I was like, okay, great, good talk.
You wanted him to be, I got paid $20 for that ticket. You better be forever changed.
That's exactly it. He's like, yeah, I've been through puberty. What else do you want me to say, Dad? I was like, thanks, Barrett.
But yeah, there's a scene that I think they handle it really well with all these new emotions and anxiety attack
anxiety
occurs.
Is one of them,
I think they depicted it.
Yeah,
phenomenally.
They did a really good
That's
job.
That's awesome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.